الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the verses prior to the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the prohibition of riba. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a specific case. What about those dealings or transactions of riba that was already agreed to by both parties and signed off by both parties prior to the prohibition of riba? Is it lawful, is it permissible for a Muslim to still take that, technically speaking, that riba that is still due to him, or it's impermissible? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh, you have brought iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now leave and forego that remaining riba if you are believers. To forego that remaining riba means to forego that riba which is due to you, technically speaking, because this deal was actually done prior to the prohibition of riba. Allah says, if you have iman, then leave out that and forego that riba. Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So we can see that in the previous verses also, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the prohibition of riba, Islam came and abolished riba completely. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, Allah says, if you do not do such a thing, then remember, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, then be apprised of war from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Take notice of war, and who wants to be at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes, then remember, Allah's azab is shadid. As in many places we see, His azab is severe, His azab is painful. وَإِن تُبْتُمْ, but if you make tawbah and you forego that, technically speaking what we said, that right of riba, if you have to forego that and you make tawbah, فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ, then remember, You may have your capital sum. What you have given, that much you can take. لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. In that way, you will not be oppressing any person by taking anything more from him, and at the same time, you won't be oppressed by getting anything lesser from him. So what you have given, that much you will get back. In that way, you'll be safe from riba. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Allah says, now when the time has come now for the debtor to pay, to repay his debt, if he is in some distress, he's in some difficulty, Allah says, then grant him respite until it's easy for him to repay his debt. Don't be like how the people of Jahiliyyah, the people of pagandom, what they would do is when the time has come for the settlement of the debt, then they would say, either you pay, or if you can't pay, then you have to give riba. So don't do that. Rather, you give that person, grant him respite until things are easy for him, and then he may pay his debt after that. But Allah says, وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. One thing you shall know is that if you have to even remit that as, or by means of sadaqah, or if you have to take it off as charity, then that is better for you also if you know the reward. So sometimes some people are in difficulty and they cannot even pay that debt. If you have to make that maaf, if you have to forgive them for that, that is great sawab for you by Allah. In fact, there's a hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The reporter is Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man sarrahu ayyudhillahu Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la adhilla illa dhillu." That person for whom it pleases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shades him under his shade, on that day there'll be no shade other than the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person should make things easy upon the debtor, or he should waive the debt of the debtor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his shade on that day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then Allah says, and fear a day in which you all shall be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we understand that before you, in other words, Allah is hinting to us here, that before you embark on any dealing, you should have in mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay far away from riba. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day in which you shall all be returned to Allah. Fear this day. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And then remember that each and every soul shall be repaid in full that which it has earned, and they will not be wronged in any way. So if that soul has done good for itself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it good and even more than that. But that soul that has done bad for itself in the dunya, then that soul shall receive the aqibat, the outcome of its evil deed in the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afdal.